The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
So you may be one of the people who has got a reusable water bottle and undoubtedly feeling great about how environmentally conscious you are, but at what potential risk? Because if you're not taking adequate care of that water bottle, it might be brimming with bacteria. Here to tell us all about that is Dr. Amalia Scannell, who is microbiologist in the UCD Institute of Food and Health. All right, Amalia, worst case scenario, what could be in our water bottles?
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me on. Okay, what can be in your water bottles basically is what you put into your water bottles. So we start with water because, you know, it's a water bottle. Water automatically will have bacteria in it. Okay, so if you're running around with water in your bottle and you're using that bottle all day long, some of those bacteria may grow. More importantly, what they can do is they can form what we call biofilms on the bottle. And that is like a layer of a community of bacteria. So these bacteria kind of attach onto your bottle and then they produce what's called a polysaccharide or an exopolysaccharide, which is essentially like a glue or a force field. So it sticks your bacteria onto your bottle and then it provides like a shield against just water, because bacteria will pop in water because they, you know, it's not very concentrated with salt, so it'll just pop. So it protects them. So now they're there all the time. What will be in there then, like I said, in water, potable tap water, you should not have any bacteria in there that are harmful. That's the whole point of chlorinating the water and so on. So it should be, you know, you're looking at things like mold spores, maybe a bit of algae, you're looking at bacillus, any spores, anything that can just sit in the water. And they're sitting there waiting for you to drink them. And most of them are harmless. Now, if you're drinking out of the bottle, it all comes down to your hygiene. So how clean is your mouth? What bacteria have you in your mouth? So as you put that bottle up into your face, you're now putting all your mouth bacteria on it. As you're holding it in your hand, you're putting all your hand bacteria on it. So did you wash your hands? If not, all of the bathroom bacteria, things like E. coli, salmonella, you know, and then you could be putting them onto your little bottle and be drinking out them and putting them back into your gut. So you can potentially, you know, be risking a gastrointestinal issue. Also with things like viruses, we know viruses hang around and norovirus is running around the country like mad now as well. So they again can be on your bottle and potentially one virus particle can actually cause an infection. So it can be quite a problem. But mostly, like, we're not all dropping dead, Pat, from drinking from our water bottles. And us Gen Xers might have been better off drinking from the hose, is all I'm going to say.
So what about when you refill it and you get a fresh dose of chlorinated water? How much can you rely on the chlorine to do its job?
Okay, so this is not washing your bottle, right? So we haven't washed the bottle. We've taken it, we've emptied it, we've swished it around. We might be at the gym and refilling it, you know, we're thirsty. We shake it out, throw it out. Some people don't even. And then fill it up again. So do you remember I talked about that biofilm?
Yes.
So anything in that biofilm is, it's essentially got a raincoat on. So that water is going to be of no use. And the chlorine will actually bind itself up with organic matter. So all of that force field, the glue, the polysaccharide, that'll actually bind up the chlorine anyway. So it won't actually affect anything in the biofilm.
So in a sentence I never thought I'd say, what's the best way for exopolysaccharide removal?
Yes, wash your bottle and don't let it build up is the first thing. It's very hard actually to get it out of your bottle once it's there. So what I would suggest is wash your bottle and wash it with hot soapy water. So ideally, if you're one of those people who has a lovely newfangled, I still say, dishwasher, hot wash on the dishwasher is perfect because you've got soap in there, you've got hot water and it'll do its job. It'll be perfect. If you don't have that, then you need to be a little bit more careful. So I would recommend really hot soapy water and ideally not the end of the dishwashing water if you're doing it in the sink with all the food in it, because you're then adding food particles to that polysaccharide. Hot soapy water that's clean. Also bottle brush, good old scooch with the bottle brush. Imagine it's like a baby's bottle. That's the way I look at it. So wash it with hot water, rinse it off with hot water. And then just to be sure, I tend to get a kettle water boiled up and give it a nose scald. And that should sort you out. What's really tricky is those, you know, the silicone straws and the seals and the gaskets.
Yes.
That's something people forget about. So it's really important to get those out and clean them. And I would suggest soaking them in Milton, a Milton solution or a chlorine solution or a baby san or whatever it is and people are using these days. Because then you're stopping the build-up there because people forget about that when they're washing the bottle.
Now, what about if you're using your bottle, if you have an insulated mug or flask that you use for coffee, which tends to go in hot? Does that act as a disinfectant?
Coffee isn't a disinfectant. And if it's black coffee, you're better off than if it's not black coffee, for example. Okay, so if it's black coffee, you have coffee. But, you know, there's kind of residual, I don't want to use hydrophobic, but I do, fatty kind of, you know, the crema on coffee.
Yes.
So that kind of will help stick to your bottle. But also, coffee will have things like spores in it, okay? And it's, the spores can be an issue. So it is hot, but it's not going to stay very hot all the time. And it's really, the next step is the problem. So I've had my cup of coffee, the coffee went in hot. There should be nothing really very happy in there except, like I said, these spores, which are kind of bulletproofed and heat-proofed and environment-proofed little coats that some bacteria wear. So that's sitting in your cup. And if you don't wash that well, it can then attach itself to either a pre-existing skim on your coffee cup, or it can actually attach itself and start to build one. And there are nutrients in coffee, even if there's no sugar. Sugar is a nightmare because if you put sugar in, anything can grow much quicker. It is energy. But even the proteins that are available in coffee, that will provide bacteria with some nutrients that they can metabolize and you know, grow a little bit. They won't grow very much, but over the course of a full day, when it's cool and you're holding it, then, yeah, I mean, I'm always drinking cold coffee. I'm terrified.
Well, on that theory, there was a lot of research that showed things like that if you had a dog in the house, you tended to have less respiratory illnesses in later life for your children. And the theory was that was because the filth that they created helped to build the immune system.
100%.
What about people 100%. Who take that theory with their coffee mugs and that say, look, I am gradually inoculating myself against all this through constant exposure?
And again, absolutely. So it's your germs, it's your coffee mug, and you haven't died of the germs in your mouth yet, right? For the most part. So normally that should be fine. But I still would recommend washing it. I don't think complacency. I wouldn't necessarily lose sleep over it if you haven't done the scrubby and you've just washed it out with hot water, if it's your own bottle. But what if you're sitting there and somebody picks up your bottle and drinks out of it? So in a family situation where you might have these little, you know, kids with their water bottles, from their point of view, that's a classic way you can spread any number of germs from the mouth. Things like, what is it, hand, foot and mouth disease, things like norovirus that fly around the place because they're always sharing stuff. And they're not being washed fully. So for grown-ups, look at, you have your microflora or your microbiome in your gut. You have your microbiome in your mouth. It's hard to change those things. And if you're healthy, it's probably all right. But if you have something like Staph aureus building up on your cup lid, for example, and that's also quite tricky to wash, recommend soaking that as well in Milton. But if you have your own Staphylococcus aureus sitting there and then you become sick, just in general, you're run down or you're not well, if it builds up to enough of a high enough level, you might get an infection from yourself from that. But we're talking serious grot now here, Pat, you know. I mean, we're not talking, I've had it today and I'm using it again tomorrow, really. And we're talking perpetual not washing it. I think one of the studies said that there's more germs in the bottles they looked at, which was, it has to be said, in a college situation, okay? So just put that in mind as college students. So, you know, they have other things on their mind than hygiene sometimes. But there is more in the bottle than there is on a toilet seat.
Oh, well, on that note, Amelia, thank you very much for your time. That is Dr. Amelia Scannell, who is microbiologist in the UCD Institute of Food and Health.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.